Brewers looking to sweep the Reds. Eric Thames, 11 home runs on the season, 8 of them against the Reds, so Reds fans say please walk him. Instead, he singled in the first, and that set up Ryan Braun.
Ryan through the gap in right center. This is a score, too. The Brewers have the lead. Runner in third, 2-1 the Jet Bandit. Swinging a smash in the left field of base hit. That's his 7th run batted in. Arcia sends one to right down the line. It's a fair ball. Here's one scoring, and Franklin will hold at third on a double by Orlando Arcia.
One away in the third for Orlando Arcia. 3-1 coming. Swing and a fly ball to right. Backing up, Schebler. Still back at the track, and it is gone. He goes the other way with it. The Brewers lead it 8-1.
Time called here momentarily. Eric Thames is talking with Dave Yeager, one of the Brewers' trainers, and Craig Counsell. Yeah, whatever it was with Thames, I don't know if he pulled muscle, cramping. He's going to lead the game.
After the game, Brewers skipper Craig Counsell talked about a big series sweep and the latest on Thames' injury.
He has a little left hamstring tightness. Not serious.
He hurt, so it looked like he grimaced when he fouled that pitch off down the left field. Did he say what happened the night
about? No, they're just kind of tightened up over the day. I mean, he's been doing it quite a bit. It's really the on-base stuff that's been, you know, he's just been on base a whole bunch and running the bases, scoring from first. So just a whole bunch of base running.
Has he probably played a little bit more than you thought coming in? Like, had he not been so crazy hot, might Jesus have played a game or two during this stretch?
I mean,
you know, you talked about how
I think that initially with Jesus is spring, I think, but it's, you know, a guy plays good. He can handle it. I mean, he's going to have some off days throughout the year. There's no question. But, you know, when guys are swinging the bat that good too, you know, you're going to leave him in there.
Is the thinking that the off day tomorrow should be about that?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see, but it's not going to be, it's not a big deal.
How about your first inning? We've talked about it several times. You guys are just awesome in the first inning with your offense. 27.
Well, I think, you know, on a day like today when there's a, you know, when you have young pitchers on the mound for the other team, I think it's an important, you know, statement you can make for them where they just never get comfortable. You know, they just are not allowed to kind of get into a game. And we did a great job. I mean, our first 8 guys had very productive at-bats, quality at-bats, did something positive with each at-bat. So it was, you know, it's good to see. And we've done a nice job of that against, you know, some young starting pitchers and some good starting pitchers too, you know. So that's it's obviously a good formula for success.
What'd you make of Willie today?
Well, it was a grind for Willie. I mean, you know, the 4 home runs were – you know, obviously put runs on the board, but you know what I did think his off-speed stuff was better today. The 7 strikeouts today was very good to see. But it, you know, it was a little bit of a grind for him for sure. I mean, he made some mistakes and they you know, they put some big swings on him.
Yeah, they throw a few extra pitches because of errors too.
Yeah, I mean that's the other thing. We had, you know, we had some balls to get out of the inning for him and some extra pitches that he was forced to throw, for sure.
Craig, one by one, we've seen some of your guys have big games to kind of get going, and maybe Orlando was today.
It's a nice game out of that spot for sure. But I mean, Orlando doesn't have to be, you know, the number one offensive producer. He's just carries his weight. A day like day, he adds something to the offensive mix and still play the high caliber defense that he's played all season. You know, that'll be fine. But he's doing fine. You know, he's doing fine.
Hey, Craig.
We're scoring plenty of runs here.
Yeah. Craig, on that note of scoring runs, despite the 3 wins these last 3 games, are the 8 errors a concern?
I mean, we don't want to make errors, yeah. And I think it'll be look, when you're playing at your best, you know, there's certainly things we can clean up, and you're always going to find things that you want to do better. I think our defense is going to be a You know, it goes in. It's run prevention. It's not just pitching. It's run prevention. Defense goes into run prevention, and we'll do a better job preventing runs if we catch the ball and make the plays that we're supposed to make. You know, making it harder on your pitchers is eventually cost you. It's something that you know, a couple of the errors in the series to me were not, you know, sometimes the one of the Pina errors and even the Hernan error today are to me aren't really factors.
Craig, you made it through the 23 out of 24 with a 12-11 record. You know, that's a tough task for anybody playing, you know, all those games like that. How did you think you guys did?
I think your record is your record. I think the guys are looking forward to an off day tomorrow for sure. They've deserved it. We'll be cheering on the Bucks for sure tomorrow. That's for sure. Good opportunity for a lot of the guys and for us to go see them. But I think, you know, we've coming off a good series. You know, a sweep of a team is always a good way to go. We kind of got on track at home a little bit. I thought we let some of those games slip away against St. Louis. So to get on track and kind of capture all these games was a good sign. So, you know, we're doing all right and on to the next series.
No homers for Thames on Wednesday, but before he left the game, he had a hit. He walked twice and he scored two runs in another impressive performance at the plate. He talked about his day and his injury afterwards.
My health is good, and thankfully, you know, I've been blessed to be on base and I've been scoring a lot, so that also takes a toll. So, like I said, I'll come back Friday, ready to go.
You don't want to complain about being on base too much, though, do you?
Oh, I mean, like I said, I'm thankful. It's a blessing, you know, especially today, offense, and when offense explodes out like that, you know, it takes the pitchers off the hook a lot, so we'll take that any day.
I know you've gotten a lot of individual attention for this series against the Reds, but how about the rest of the offense? I mean, 29 runs for you guys.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's funny, like, you know, seeing DC, the hitting guy, you know, walking around, like he's pumped. I mean, like, his scouting reports helped us out so much, you know, and everybody's, you know, kind of getting hot right now, you know, and that's good because, I say it 1,000 times how, you know, our team, we don't depend on 1 3-run home run or a grand slam to win a game. It's like, you know, everybody strings together hits, and I think that's what makes us dangerous.
Do you feel like your individual success is kind of helping motivate other guys in the batter's box a little bit?
Well, I hope so. I mean, hope guys aren't mad, you know, because I'm trying to do things for them. I'm trying to pick them up. So hopefully, you know, they'll pick me up as well. Because you know, there will be times where I'll be 0 for 15 or something like that. And, like, you know, I'll strike out in a big situation. And the guy behind me, Braun, or whoever's hitting there, will pick me up. So I'm counting on that.
Do you think it's a good time for a day off for the team? Are you guys playing 23 out of 24
yes,
days?
Yes, yes. I mean, trust me, like a week ago, we're just like, all right, let's keep going, guys. We got, you know, we got off day on Thursday. So, yeah, we've been looking forward to this. So I'm pumped to stay in bed. I'm not going to move.
Yes, so much for exploring the city.
I know. Well, it depends how the weather is. I heard Salas was going to be rainy tonight and everything. So we'll see. But I'm just looking forward to sleeping in and just, like, not having to go to the park. I'm not going to touch a bat.
A lot of
Bucks
guys are going
through, to actually, I will touch a bit.
A lot of guys Bucks are going through to tomorrow. Bucks game.
Yeah, Bucks game. So that'll be cool to see. Like, I've never been to a playoff basketball game before, so that'd be kind of cool to be in the atmosphere and the environment.
You play in Toronto. You're not going to root for the Raptors, are you?
No. Fear the deer. Fear the deer.
The Brewers go on to win it 9-4. As for Thames, it's not considered serious. He left the game with tightness in his left hamstring. The Reds hit 4 solo homers in this game, including 2 from Scott Schebler.